This episode of the Josh Griesenbach Show is brought to you by glass. Are you tired of things flying through your window? Well, cover them with glass. Glass. Now available at a store near you. The Josh Griesenbach Show, Episode 12, Television. Hello and welcome to the Josh Griesenbach Show. I am Josh Griesenbach and I appreciate you tuning in, so to speak. There isn't really any tuning, but you know what I mean. Today's episode is all about television. We're going to look at this topic from three different angles. First, the effect TVs have on us in restaurants. Second, traditional television versus new media. Then finally, we'll talk about TV shows and how they relate to real life. Did you know that the word television has a pretty regal background? In ancient Greek, tele means far, and in Latin, visio means sight. From all of that, we got the French term television. Televisions have been commercially available since the late 1920s, and in 2009, 78% of the world's households contained at least one TV. Crazy, right? And TVs aren't going anywhere. For a while, they spread from the living room to the guest rooms, to the bedrooms, to the kitchens and bathrooms, and then into the doghouses. But now, they've escaped domiciles and have invaded restaurants. At first, it seemed like a good idea. I mean, lots of people eat dinner as they watch TV, so I'm sure restaurant people said to themselves, let's put TVs in here, it'll make people more comfortable, and it'll get them in here. But now, it's common to go into a restaurant, give them your name, wait a few minutes while you play with your iPhone, jump for glee when they call your name, then head to your table, look at the menu for a while. Soon you've decided what deliciousness you'll be enjoying. Then you look up to chat with the person or people you're there with and find that you're totally surrounded by TVs. Ooh, that's pretty cool. What's playing on that one? Oh, and that one too. But you're here to grab a bite with friends or family. You're here for food and hanging out, but it's almost impossible to not look at those TVs. Sound familiar? I suspect that there's something in the way that our eyes work that makes us focus on moving things. I mean, when you think about it, isn't it a matter of survival that we need to notice when something moves? Like, if you were in the woods, you would need to notice if something moved because it might be about to eat you. If you didn't, you might be a snack for a bear or a mountain lion. Luckily, that's not a concern for most of us, most of the time. But that's still where we've come from. I think that when we're in front of a TV, or worse, multiple TVs, it's difficult, and maybe even impossible, for us to not look at it. Our eyes are drawn to it. Drawn to it and away from our family and friends, that is. Have you found this to be the case? Have you found it to be difficult to focus on people when there's a TV nearby? Now, that being said, even though television is continuing to pop up in new, various, and weird places, TV itself is facing some struggles. Struggles in the form of new media. By new media, I mean stuff like Netflix, Hulu, YouTube, Amazon Prime, etc. The list goes on and on. And on and on. There are so many different means of enjoying new media. My favorite is Netflix. What's yours? The first thing you notice when you watch shows or movies on Netflix or Amazon Prime is that there aren't any commercials. And that's awesome. And fundamentally, it changes the way that you look at viewing shows and movies at home. Here's how. Once you get used to watching TV shows and movies that you might normally watch on traditional TV, also known as basic cable, plus add-ons like HBO, on Netflix or Amazon Prime, it's really weird to switch back to traditional TV. For me, I feel like advertisers are trying to brainwash me into buying their stuff when I watch regular TV. I feel like commercials treat the viewer like a captive audience, and I'm not. I don't like to be that. So now that I've spent the last few years watching Netflix, I don't think that I could go back to traditional TV regularly. For one, I don't like to deal with the crazy commercials, and for another, it's a lot more cost-effective. I get to watch what I want, when I want, and I don't have to factor TV schedules into my schedule. Cool. Now, to switch topics to our last topic of the episode, I want you to think about TV shows. We could talk about movies too, but let's just focus on TV shows for now. In TV shows, you've got perfect social interactions, perfect timing, nice tidy beginnings and endings, solvable problems. Doesn't life seem wonderful for TV characters? And that being said, why, oh why, can't real life be like that? Well, I'll tell you why. In real life, the social awkwardness and piles of issues upon issues give us a limitless amount of opportunities to grow, to change, and to overcome our issues. If we did live a life like the characters on TV, we would overcome problems one at a time and then start all over with very similar problems next week. In real life, we're changing in hugely significant ways all the time. We're growing in ways that we can't possibly understand because God is behind it all. And that's the heart of the matter. If God really wanted for life to be in real life the way that it is on TV, then it would be. God is capable of anything, so setting us up with nice plot lines and a cast of a handful of people to spend all of our lives with wouldn't be a big deal. But what a tragedy that would be. Thank God that we don't get to choose the life that we live. We get to live the one that He has created for us, the one that brings us closer to Him, the one that brings us more fully to real life, the one that will ultimately bring us to eternal happiness with Him. And that's almost all for the television episode of The Josh Griesenbach Show. But first, I want to ask you, what are your thoughts about TVs? Have you been noticing that it's hard to go out, not only to restaurants, but to get your hair cut or to grocery stores or Walmart and to not have televisions around you so frequently? What do you think about that? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Let me know. Drop me a line to thejoshgriesenbachshow@gmail.com. That's GreesoNBach. Also, catch up with me on Twitter. My handle is Josh Checking In. That's JoshCheckingIn. And I'd also like to invite you to check out my blog at thejoshgriesenbachshow.wordpress.com. And also catch up with me in my musical exploits at joshuawake.com. That's JoshuaWake.com. Thank you so much for checking out the show. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope to catch you next time. Bye.